One of President Bush's highest priorities has been to get what's called Trade Promotion Authority, or Fast Track. That's the authority to make trade deals with other countries that Congress can either accept or reject, but not modify. A compromise was worked out last night in the Senate, but NPR's David Wellner reports that the White House still may have to make some significant policy concessions if the bill is to become law.
Democrats drove a hard bargain to break an impasse that had stalled the trade bill in the Senate 6 months after the House passed it by a one-vote margin. To get a deal, Majority Leader Tom Daschle did make some concessions. He dropped a measure providing health care for idled steelworkers and no longer insisted that truckers affected by the North American Free Trade Agreement receive federal benefits. But Senate Democrats scored a big election year victory by getting the White House to back nearly a tripling of the assistance paid to workers affected by foreign trade. Montana Democrat Max Baucus today said under the deal, workers who are indirectly affected by trade would also receive benefits.
For example, if an automobile producer is affected by imports, displaced workers in supplier companies, that is, tire and windshield manufacturers, will also be covered. We expect that approximately 65,000 additional workers, Americans, will be eligible for trade adjustment assistance.
What's more, workers who lose their jobs to trade would get up to 70% of their health insurance paid for by the federal government. New Hampshire Republican Judd Gregg criticized the measure today. He said millions of people who have jobs don't get federal subsidies for health insurance.
And the implications of this are that obviously either you're going to start covering everybody because you're obviously already covering the unemployed, or you're going to leave a large segment of America saying, hey, I'm working for a living. I'm paying taxes for a living. I don't have a health insurance, but I have to pay extra taxes so that somebody who isn't working does have health insurance. I think that's going to be hard for people to swallow.
Still, at a fundraiser today in Columbus, Ohio, President Bush declared he was pleased by the compromise the Senate appears to have reached on the trade bill.
I hope Congress finally gets a Trade Promotion Authority bill to my desk. Confident nations open up markets. They don't build walls around themselves. I'm confident that we're the best producers and innovators in many products, and therefore we ought to be selling our products around the world.
But the Bush administration adamantly opposes an amendment to the trade bill co-sponsored by 13 Republicans and 13 Democrats that stands a chance of being approved next week. Minnesota Democrat Mark Dayton, a chief sponsor, says the measure allows Congress to block any trade deal provision that affects current U.S. anti-dumping laws shielding American products from subsidized imports. Dayton says it's the constitutional role of Congress to regulate foreign trade.
If we're going to not cede that entirely to the executive branch, we have to make sure that we have a role. And particularly when you get to these protections that are in law, that have been enacted by the Congress, signed by the President, they're in law. I don't believe that anybody, certainly an unelected representative, should be authorized to go over and negotiate those away.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick warned yesterday against passing such a provision, saying if you want to kill the bill, this is how to do it. Even if the trade bill, which also renews trade preferences for Andean nations, does pass the Senate, the more conservative and protectionist House may balk at the workers' benefits provisions that have been added. The two chambers would have to come up with legislation both could agree on if the trade bill is to indeed end up on the president's desk. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.